This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
Whoosh. Now, as you mentioned, Kate, several administration officials were apparently caught off guard by the president's comments.
And I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Oh, boy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The fact that young voters, black voters, Latino voters now also are in agreement that the president isn't necessarily doing enough to take on the economic challenges and inflation, that's the secret sauce.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
If you can't convince young people, black people, Latino voters in this state, like Georgia and others across the country, you're going to see Democrats lose big statewide elections.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live.
Because I'm the best at being worst.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, we have Kowloon's here today, the great Asian restaurant in Saugus, and they always bring with them fortune cookies for after the main course. And I just had a couple of fortune cookies during the break, and it seemed particularly apropos for the Hate Mail Monday. If you have no critics, you'll likely have no success. Well, if that's the indication of success, then I'm a very, very successful man in all aspects of my career. 844.
Do you know who I am?
This is one we should have played for before the Chump line, but you know, Biden talks about how much he's concerned about the high price of fuel and gasoline in particular, and how it would have been a conversation topic at his kitchen table back in the old days, back when Abraham Lincoln was studying for the bar exam by the light of the candles in Illinois. But anyway, this is Biden. This is what he really thinks about the rising price of gasoline. Cut 23.
Here's the situation. When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
Yikes. That's scarier than a lot of the things he said. I mean, talk about clueless. Could it be any worse than that? 844-500-4242. I forgot John from Kansas said, I left the never mind comment on the Chump line the day after Kansas beat NC in the Final Four. Context, please, still listening. I think he was rubbing it in after the Jayhawks beat the Tar Heels a couple of months ago. I'm sorry that was cut out, John from Kansas. There should have been a lot of comments giving me grief about that. And you know why? Because you don't have any success unless you have critics. What the hell did that message say? Anyway, it's time now for the Chump line.
Stacey Abrams said Georgia is the worst state to live in if you don't like voter fraud.
Yeah, it's terrible what they've done down there, shutting down the people's right to vote. They had two years ago at this time, they had 300,000 people that early voted. This year it's over 800,000. Those racist bastards.
Another day, another record high gas price. Let's go, Brandon.
Grim milestone. We're going to have our Let's Go, Brandon hour in about an hour from now, and we'll give everybody a chance to chip in and thank Brandon for these wonderful. It's an amazing transition. Isn't that what he said? An incredible transition. God willing, we're going to be less reliant on fossil fuel. God willing, not everybody in central Maine North will have frozen to death from having to pay $7. I guess some of the VIPs are from central Maine. $7 a gallon now, right now. It's getting into the warmest part of the year, and it's $7 a gallon for home heating oil. What's it going to be in December, January? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
I'd like to nominate my old friend, Senator Gary Hart, to be in charge of this monkeypox business.
You know, I was just thinking, though, it's really not this monkeypox. It's not the monkeypox business. It's just plain monkey business. That's all it is. They're just trying to screw around with us again. They're trying to get the 2,000 mules out again. Running those votes.
Recent reports that Dan Rather would be replacing Nina Jankowicz were confirmed to be fake, but accurate.
That was the famous Texas Air National Guard story. Story confirmed fake, but accurate. 6561 says, so he admitted that this whole thing about blaming Putin, the unused oil leases and the oil companies driving up prices has been a scam as delivered to us by Peppermint Patty et al., as if we didn't already know. FJB. Yeah, it's an incredible transition. It has nothing to do with Putin, apparently.
Children of the community are children of the community. How about a nut job in the White House is a nut job in the White House?
Let's hear Kamala's latest bon mot or pen C, whatever you want to call it.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
She must have driven Willie Brown crazy. He's no dummy. I wonder what he saw in her.
Medical emergency. Monkeypox is a pandemic. Get out the drop boxes.
Yeah, that's the only way to confront it, to combat it, to confound it.
Joe Biden says he's glad to have Sweden in NATO because he really likes their meatballs.
By the way, it's not Finland. It's fine Finland. Didn't you hear him the other day?
Oh, boy. Looks like Xi Jinping is taking Joe behind the pagoda to beat the hell out of him.
Everybody takes Joe behind the pagoda. Or behind wherever, the outhouse or wherever he is.
The White House said Kamala Harris will go to the zoo to look for the root causes of monkeypox.
Just don't go to the Caracas Zoo, because there's not too many monkeys or any other kind of animals left there.
I suppose we can thank Dr. Fauci for the fact there's not an outbreak of beaglepox.
We all know what he did to those beagles. That's right. There is no such thing as beagle pox.
You still have to wear masks when you visit the monkeys at the zoo?
That's a good question. I think a lot of zoos you did have to do that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, you did. But I'm just wondering if that's still the practice today.
Aren't they talking about bringing back masks is the FAA is talking about, you know, they're recommending masks on planes again? Recommend to your heart's content. I'm not wearing them unless I absolutely have to. Unless I can't get on the plane unless I do so.
Well, Ed, I'm having a hard time finding Charlie Baker's new book.
Searching for a book, yes.
When I Google Charlie Baker results, it says, did you mean Charlie Baker failures?
Yeah, boy, that's some good summer reading coming out. Charlie Parker's book is coming out, I think, tomorrow. I wonder where it stands on the Amazon list.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, Limerick guy says, where are all the left-wingers with press passes standing at the gas pumps ranting and raving, just wondering? If there's a Republican president in 2025 and the prices are this high, you'll be able to find them very, very easily. Until then, they're on leave. They're absent without leave, Limerick guy. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a brand new Chump Line, we have a second Chump Line of the day with all the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chopped Chumps, and we post it every weeknight around 7 o'clock Eastern. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Medical emergency. Monkeypox is a pandemic. Get out the drop boxes.
Very good. We could use more of those monkeypox and voter fraud, ballot harvesting, drop boxes, etc., etc. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Yeah.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What frightens you most about monkeypox? Threat to health or threat to midterm elections?
Threat to midterm elections.
95% say midterms.
All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, the judge in New York has approved the redistricted congressional maps. So the Democrats are going to, instead of picking up 5 seats in the midterm elections, they're probably going to lose 4 or 5 seats. It's great. In Manhattan, the final map still merges the seats of Representatives Carolyn Maloney and Gerald Nadler, two sitting Democrat committee chairmen who have served alongside each other for 30 years. They're on a collision course with national implications. A collision course. It's as if Carolyn Maloney has gotten in between Gerald Nadler and a plate of hot dogs. Now he wants to run her over. So another awkward Democrat primary loomed up the Hudson in Westchester County, where two black Democrat House members were drawn into a single district. But the worst outcome for Democrats appeared to be averted early Saturday morning when one of the incumbents, Representative Mondaire Jones, said he would not run for re-election in Westchester. He's going to run in Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. That'll pit him against, it's a new district they've carved out. That'll pit him against de Blasio, Bill de Blasio, the former mayor. And this guy, Mondaire Jones, he was going to have to run against Sean Patrick Maloney, a white gay guy. So he decided to go to Brooklyn and the Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan. And he said he's really proud to be running in this district, Mondaire Jones, because it's where the Stonewall riots were. It was the beginning of the gay liberation movement back in 69. So he figures it's an appropriate district for him. So this is... They tried to gerrymander the hell out of the Republicans. They were going to cut them from 6 seats, I think, to 3 seats, or maybe 7 seats to 3 seats. And now they're gonna end up losing 4 or 5 seats themselves. It's karma. The Boston Globe has a story, how the Disinformation Governance Board fell victim to disinformation. You can imagine where this story's going. And it's the same as the Washington Post story. There is no mention whatsoever that Nina Jankowicz, the dominatrix of disinformation, was one of the leading purveyors in the United States of disinformation. She said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. She fell for the Russian collusion hoax, the dossier, hook, line, and sinker. She believed Christopher Steele was a honest purveyor of real intelligence. She said that saying you needed to wear masks was disinformation until Fauci changed his mind, and then it became disinformation for you to say that you didn't have to wear a mask. And listen to this. And this is so classic. The Globe, I mean, it's not just bad reporting, it's cliched writing. From the get-go, DHS officials struggled to explain exactly what the board's mission was and wasn't. Meanwhile, its critics, mostly Republicans and right-wing media, immediately pounced. Of course they pounced. What else would they do unless they were seizing or weaponizing or ranting or lashing out? They pounced. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, a term you never hear anymore is livable wage. If $15 an hour was livable a year ago, what do you think it is now, about $35?
You know, you're right. You don't, and you know, you never hear about people working for the minimum wage. Is like basically a dying phrase, isn't it? No, what company can afford to pay minimum wage and expect to have any hope of getting any more workers? You're right.
I have one quick inflation. I have an inflation anecdote. Yesterday, I went shopping at Costco. The sticker shock guests were quite abundant, and nobody shopped for meat. And when I went over there, I learned why: $26 a pound for eye round roast. A year and a half ago, it was $9 a pound.
Good Lord. A lot of that has to do with, fertilizer to grow the grain that the cows eat, you know, and the price is just through the roof. It's through the roof. I got a story from the Wall Street Journal. I'll read it during the Let's Go Brandon Hour about the price of potato chips. You know, I mean, last week it was Toby from Moby Dick's talking about Todd Berry from Moby Dick's talking about the French fry shortage. There might be, with any luck, there won't be. But Todd was saying there might be a French
barbaric.
Now potato chips? How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more indignities must we endure? 844-500-4242. 978, Liz Warren lashed out over the Republican plot to overturn women's health rights. She was on the warpath, wasn't she, that day? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of Biden cuts, and then we'll go back to the phone lines here. Let's play from today, cut 26, Biden in Japan.
We have food shortages because of Ukraine. There are literally millions of bushels of oil, of grain being held up in Ukraine that would fundamentally impact positively on the market.
Millions of bushels of oil. May we quote you on that, Mr. President?
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston.
Cut 16, please.
We viewed Japan's lunar rover just coming out here, before after lunch.
They were on the moon? They went to the moon? It was a long way. No wonder he has jet lag. No wonder he slowed down a little bit.
Japan's more advanced than I thought. They can get him to the moon and back in a day.
Cut 19.
You know, the two largest democracies, the two largest economies in the democratic world.
The two largest economic economies, the two Liza. Is it Liza or Lisa?
You know, the two largest democracies.
The two Liza, two largest. Okay, two Liza democracies. Cut 8.
And working toward a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, as the president has already spoken to.
Korean Peninsula. Cut 4.
The cooperation between the Republic of Korea and the United States is vital to our shared strategic progress. At least we both believe that.
It really is good that he's never been a drinker, because otherwise you'd hear that and you'd say, he's wasted. Listen to it again. Cut 4.
The cooperation between the Republic of Korea and the United States is vital to our shared strategic progress. At least we both believe that.
Okay, Republican Korea. How about Democrat Korea? Cut 1.
I'm honored to be able to meet you so early in your tenure. And it's a pleasure to get you to know personally.
Is it really? It's a heartfelt thanks from Biden for the generosity, the warm generosity. The U.S. is busy doing what we always do, though. Cut 5.
From standing up for our shared democratic values and defending a rule-based international order against threats and stability.
He is defending against the threat of stability very well indeed. All across these fruited plains and throughout the world, defending against threats and stability. He's defending against stability more than he's defending against threats, as far as I can see. 844-500-4242, cut 17.
Through our comprehensive resilience partnership.
Reliance, resilience, who the hell cares? What's he saying? All right, cut 28.
Our policy toward Taiwan has not changed at all.
Which one, or both? Taiwan and Taiwan? Taiwan, Taiwan.
Our policy toward Taiwan is not Taiwan.
Cut 11.
And deal with establishing Foreign Product Practices Act as effect internationally.
Pro duck. What's the hunting season for pro duck?
Be very, very quiet.
That's Marsha Fudd's husband, Elmer. Cut 9.
So thank you again, Mr. President, for your warm welcome, for your commitment to strengthening our alliance, and for expanding our global partnership. I look forward to years to come.
I know I say this too often, but when was the last time you meant to say expand and you said explain? When was the last time you ever confused those two words, especially when you were reading them? If you were reading that in a book like that and you were mixing it, you'd stop reading. You'd just stick straight to MeTV and those Hazel marathons and Matlock. Cut 3.
And help strengthen our supply chains, secure them against shocks.
How many times has he gotten supply change and supply chain mixed up, Taylor? It's got to be at least a dozen.
I'm not sure that he mixes it up so much as his pronunciation is just off.
Chain is
I think
change?
He's just got this general consistent slurring of the words now where he just says change. He doesn't even try to put his tongue right behind his teeth. He just lets it lie in his mouth like it's paralyzed or something.
He doesn't have a giant tongue like Mumbles Menino did. You know, that was Mumbles Menino's fault. His tongue was just too big for his mouth, and it kind of got in the way of his vocal cords. But that's not what's going on here.
I know that Billy Bulger is president of University of Mass now, of which I am alumnus.
If Mumbles were still around, though, I would take him in an MCAS contest against Joe Biden. Cut two.
Even in the face of historic economic challenges, our economy is providing and proving to be resilient.
I think he threw in providing. He was supposed to read proving, and he just kind of finessed his way out of it more deftly than he normally does.
That one he gets all the time, proving and providing.
Yeah, mixed up. At some point, you would think his speechwriters would change it around a little bit, make it very simple.
See, they're thinking the same thing. At some point, you think he's going to get this right, so they keep putting it in. You think they take bets? They draw lots or something in the back while he's reading these speeches? All right, which ones he's going to get wrong today?
No, you know, the job I'd really hate, though, is to be the guy on the other end that's talking into his earpiece that has to correct them. Because you have to keep, you must have to keep such a close watch on the prepared text, because he could screw up at any point. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, a quick comment on Taiwan, but before I get to that, I just want to thank the Democrats for making being a Republican in New York great again.
Isn't it hilarious? It's just so funny what's going on. It's just so great. And you know, and again, it really is karma, isn't it? I mean, they tried to steal all those seats, and now they've lost three or four themselves. It's great.
Yeah, it's been a great day. But I know your caller called in earlier about Taiwan. And when I was at Citigroup, we had geopolitical consultants that we hired to come in all the time to tell us about the world. But one of the things did come up about Taiwan, and it's basically our nearest supply base there, where we could sort of refill them, is 1,500 miles away in Japan. And the Philippines is sort of a similar distance. So the idea, if we were to get into some sort of protracted war, that we're going to be able to resupply them, given that we can't even supply baby formula in the U.S., is sort of a joke. It's just not going to happen.
Right. You know, the thing about the baby formula too, John, is they keep saying, well, you know, we can affect the climate of the earth if we just do a few things, you know, encourage these green investments. We can handle all this stuff, and we can make America independent of fossil fuel by 2035 and California by 2050 nationwide. But we can't supply enough baby food, John. And you're right. And we can't pull our troops out of and our allies out of Afghanistan, even though we've been there for 20 years and we have all these bases that are already built up. We couldn't do that properly, but you're right. How are we gonna keep our supply chains up, or changes, as he says, supply changes up to Taiwan if there were a war? It would be impossible.
Thanks. Batteries that we made at this new facility in Georgia are going to power cars without one drop of gasoline and increase security of our battery supply chains as well.
And think of how much cheaper it will be for you as you drive endlessly and aimlessly around looking for baby formula for your kid all weekend long, because you won't have to worry about going to a gas station.
I'm still waiting for the day when we can drive our car onto a train and go across the country on one tank of gas.
Right. Which is something he said, by the way. Right. And he's also said the train is going to go 15,000 miles an hour, right?
No, that was the plane.
Oh, the plane is going to go 50.
The plane.
You barely have time to get a cup of coffee before you've been around the world twice.
Yeah. Not at subsonic speeds, he said.
844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Howie. You got to learn how to speak Bidenese in order to understand them, like true in the dash of depression. You know, that's a classic phrase, right?
Joey, true baby.
True in the dash of depression.
Joey, baby.
And the thing is, as he said, you know, it'll just take a little time, about 10 years, with the prices continually going up when everybody will stop using gas, and then they'll finally get around to figuring out how to use batteries that won't go anywhere.
Right. I don't know. You know, I don't know why he doesn't put a windmill on top of the beast. You know, if this is such a great thing, let's just go for it. You know, forget solar power. You know, there might be a cloud come by and the thing wouldn't stop. But he's so enamored of all wind and solar. If it's good enough for all of us, it should be good enough for him too. Thanks for the call there, Chris. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier include, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right about now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand, and there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
In case you haven't been paying much attention these last few days, there is a new plague on the march. I'm okay! Yes, Joe Biden has confronted the monkey man problem today, though, once again. Cut 27.
No, I don't think so. Look, we've had this monkeypox in the larger numbers in the past, number one. Number two, we have vaccines to care for it, to take care of it. Number three, there doesn't seem to be a need for any kind of extra effort beyond what's going on. And so I just don't think it rises to the level of the kind of concern that existed with COVID-19 or
and when Trump was running.
Smallpox vaccine works for it. So, but I think people should be careful.
The polls look bad now, but, you know, we're hopeful of a rebound. And if not, then we'll just have to gin this one up like we did COVID-19. That's what it boils down to. Did you know, incidentally, that I didn't know this. I don't think I ever knew this. There was a monkeypox outbreak in the United States in 2003. Did anyone know? None of the VIPs knew this. I had no idea. I don't think that's something I forgot. I just never knew. Because the deep state had not realized how valuable it could be for, you know, getting the, as the Trump line caller said, getting the drop boxes out there.
I think at that time we were more concerned with anthrax, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing was, there was a Republican president and the Republicans control both houses of Congress. So, you know, it was important to have everybody getting out to vote to overturn the Republican majorities across the board. So they didn't want to shut everything down. Now they want it. Now it's imperative to shut everything down to preserve their dwindling majorities. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, I just heard Joe Biden say, "Be careful." How are they supposed to be careful? He is allowing the monkey pox came here because the guy came here from another country. Now we got the border.
I know. That's the way it is. And again, the Justice Department is going into court. They're going to appeal the decision by the Trump judge on Friday to keep Title 42 in place that they can stop illegal alien criminals at the border from coming into the country because they test positive. And the government doesn't want to test illegal aliens coming into the country, but it wants people around American citizens to keep their masks on. Brookline, next to Boston, the People's Republic of Brookline just returned to masks in public schools today. I mean, some of those schools are old. They don't have air conditioning. You think if it had been like yesterday where it was 95 degrees, you think it would have been fun to be like a third grader in a Brookline school wearing a mask for 6-8 hours? You think that's good for the little kids? 978, is monkeypox here from illegals? I don't know. Monkeypox is like smallpox, only it's not, it's like any kind of chicken pox even. There, all these poxes are related, I guess. And the difference between monkeypox and smallpox is that monkeypox is not terribly dangerous. It's not going to kill anybody. So what's the problem? Let's be honest, there's only one reason to promote monkeypox as a great threat, and that's to shut everything down again.
And, you know, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
But see, you know, it's not enough to have the most extensive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. You also need something to keep everybody at home. And you need a reason to be setting up those drop boxes. You need a reason to have a month-long election day. Make it an election month instead of a day. And that's really their only hope to even minimizing their losses in November. I don't think they got a chance to hold the House or probably even the Senate. But they enjoy it too. That's the other thing. It's not just for practical purposes. It's for enjoyment. Shutting the country down is their avocation and their vocation both. They're happy warriors when they're punishing us. I'm Howie Carr.